Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
So both of these things are true. Say it out loud. I am in the kingdom.
I am in the kingdom.
The kingdom is in me.
The kingdom is in me.
Amen. And what's happening is he gave the illustrations of the mustard seed and he gave the illustrations of the leaven or yeast. He said that's what the kingdom of God is like. He said it starts really small, but it just grows and 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 becomes a tree and the branches and the leaven just works. The yeast just works, works, works through the whole batch of dough. That's what's happening right now. The kingdom of God is spreading. The kingdom of God is spreading throughout the whole earth, through every tribe, through every kingdom. We're winning. Now the devil tries to control every voice he can to try to convince us he's winning. It's a lie. We're winning. I'm telling you, there are moves of God all over the planet. There are mighty churches all over the planet. Bigger, the numbers of churches are just unprecedented in known history. I mean, in times past, you never heard of a 300,000 member church. You never heard of a million member church. But there are many 50,000 member churches and 10,000, a lot of 10,000 member churches, just unprecedented. And you didn't used to hear, I mean, preachers and ministers and Christians, they were back in a corner somewhere. They weren't really involved in the main things. But now, you and I, you know, we can have our own property. We can get, you know, ministries have huge chunks of TV time. Their own networks and satellites. See, previously that was not heard of. Preachers with airplanes? Just, you know, no. What am I saying? We're winning. We're winning. Oh, that's not strong enough. Are you with me? We're winning. We're winning. When I say we, God. The kingdom of God is advancing. I mean advancing. We're taking big territory. And now see, the devil don't want you to believe that. And he's even got some preachers, bless their hearts, convinced, they get up in the pulpits and talk about, well, the devil's just taking over. The devil just taking our youth to hell, and the devil's taking our families, and he's taking all our marriages, and the devil's just taking. No, he's not. They're not even looking at numbers. They're not even trying to even see what's going on. The devil is losing. He's losing. And we know he has to lose. He has. We've already seen it. We know how this thing ends. The kingdom of God is prevailing. Is that right? He said on this rock, this revelation of Jesus, the Christ, the anointed, the Son of God, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. And so they are not. And they will not. We're winning. I'm not talking about a little battle or two. I'm talking about the whole thing. The whole, we're winning the whole deal. Soon and very soon, there will be no other kingdoms or governments that exist. There'll be no republic of this, or no united this, or no union of this. It's just going to be kingdom of God. And who's going to be the prime citizens of the kingdom of God and the leaders of the kingdom? It's me and you. And see, part of what qualified us is that we believed in him here and now when other people didn't. We served him when we didn't have to. Nobody made us. But because we believed, he's coming. The kingdom is manifesting. And we serve him now. It'll come to pass that every knee will bow, whether they thought they wanted to or not. And every tongue will confess, includes all atheists and agnostics and believers in other gods and other religions, all of them. But wise people bow now. Wise people confess now. Remember the Lord said, you know, if you deny me before men, I'll deny you before the Father. But he said, but if you'll confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father and the angels. You are going to want to hear that. In that day when people are, you know, running and shaking and moving, and God speaks up and says, they are mine. Calls you by name. Glory to God. They believed in me. Calls your name. It says, they served me. They obeyed me. They are mine. And then looks at you and calls your name and says, you've been faithful in a few things. Come now. Be ruler over much in my kingdom. Enter into the joy of the Lord. And that's not far off. That's just right around the corner. Glory, 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 glory. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Whew. Matthew 10, verse 7, what do? You go proclaim. You say the kingdom of God is here. The kingdom is here. The kingdom is here. And what else do you do? Verse 8. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Cast out devils. Freely you've received. Freely get. See, this all goes hand in hand with the good news about the kingdom. Because in the kingdom, you have rights. In the kingdom, you have privileges. Right to be healed. Right to be free. Right to prosper. And so immediately, as you're proclaiming the good news about the kingdom, people are hearing it and believing it. Then, let me say it again like this. What is a kingdom? It is the dominion over which the king reigns. Well, should the king's will be done in his kingdom? That's another definition of kingdom. The kingdom is where the king's will is done. Well, when you see people getting in the kingdom, immediately what are you going to start seeing? His will being manifest, which is what? Healing, deliverance, getting free, getting blessed, right? You immediately see that. That is evidence and manifestation that the king's will is being done in these people. Thank you, Lord. Witnesses. I know, talking with Brother Kenneth Copeland at the Milwaukee meeting. We were there, you know, every how many weeks or so it goes. And we sat down and talked together about the meeting there before it started. Just believing God for it and praying about it. And one thing that the Lord had ministered to me, you know, they just recently signed the papers on their Citation 10. Brand new. The fastest, most technologically advanced aircraft a civilian can own. I mean, at the top. It's the very fastest thing. I mean, in order to fly something faster, you have to have an Air Force uniform on. And this is a preacher. Right? And paid for cash. Paid for. Glory to God. And the Lord had given him a verse in Ecclesiastes concerning it that a bird of the air would carry the voice, and that which has wings would tell the matter. And so they had been thinking about that. I had thought about it before I got there, and the Lord ministered something to me that I shared with him. that there were two parts to that. I was thinking one. Well, a bird of the air will carry the voice. Well, the voice, their voices, it's carrying to different places, right? But the second part is not exactly the same. A bird of the air will carry the voice. And then that which has wings will tell the matter. Well, they don't have wings. What has wings? The plane. And the Lord said to me, everywhere that plane pulls in and stops, the plane is saying, God is a good God. Do you see that? God is a rich, He's a God of prosperity. He's a God of plenty. Right? The plane is preaching. Now think about it. It is a creation of God. Nobody can make something like that without the wisdom of God and understanding of God. But think about it. The scripture says, the heavens declare the glory of God. They show His handiwork. And their voice is heard throughout the whole earth from end to end. Have you done it? Look up into the night sky. Is that saying something? What's it saying? God is big. God is wonderful. He's beautiful. He's glorious. His creation is proclaiming. It's a witness. I said it's a witness to Him, the Creator. But can you see this? Healing in your life is a witness to the healer, the Creator, the prosperity of God. Is a witness. You know, it's on all levels and it's according to where your faith is. Even no further than we've come in the last 2 or 3 years is a witness. Right? It's a witness. Us having this place to start a church in and having it paid for now. It's a witness to God's goodness as to what kind of God He is. Because a lot of people have been told, oh, they believe in God, but they don't believe He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. They don't believe that He'll do all these kind of good things for you. They believe you just never know. Right? Because that's what they've been taught.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Kingdom Witness, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402K. That's R1402K, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.